الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمد. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we carry on, this translation, I heard it made twice. When Mali Muhammad was asked to make the translation, he asked permission to say few things of his own. But then the share itself had to be translated, and there is a very important thing in the translation. It must be a translation, which Maulana Jilani did. Translation mustn't be our bayan. Many times, like Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said one time, in our tablighi ijtimaas, when we have translation, the speaker speaks his thing and the translator says his thing. Two complete separate things. And sometimes he says half what we say and half he puts his own also. And some, very few, what we say, they say. So to get the essence of Hazrat's Ash'ar, it must be a translation. When we add our things and we make our bayan, and this is even more low mentality, we're making our bayan and we're strengthening it using Hazrat's, our bayan is the main thing. And then we're using Hazrat's Ash'ar to prove our point. Whereas actually then we get the benefit of Hazrat's Ash'ar when it's a translation. Like now, Maharaj Jilani made the translation. We get what Hazrat is telling us. Otherwise that gets covered up and the actual message doesn't come through. And our bayan, we making our bayan. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand translation also. It is also quite a thing. Just Hazrat Ji, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, out of his great love and kindness, when he explained all this, and he said that we don't have one, that when we translate, he translates with our passion also. That what we are feeling. He says we are fortunate that we now have there's somebody to translate like that also. So anyway, this is also a great thing, and it is only by the fadl of Allah. Nobody on his own can do anything. Allah tabaraka ta'ala has blessed us, and mashallah, as Maulana Muhammad explained, the great, great aspects of the month of Ramadan that we must take benefit from. The main thing which Allah Ta'ala Himself says, the object, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All the ibadat, alhamdulillah, which is also definitely the object of Ramadan. But the main object which Quran Sharif has defined is taqwa. And this taqwa is not only for the month of Ramadan. And it's not a show of taqwa. The reality of it. And if we did acquire it, if we did pass in this month of Ramadan, then this taqwa will be carried forward. A businessman who makes business and all his profits, he went and squandered. So the next month after his December, when he was very busy or whichever month, the next month brought forward zero or debit balance. Instead of on the credit side, he has to write on the so much debit has come forward. Then we are losing in that case. And this beautiful dua of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. And that also we should understand, many of us for many things, we make dua ourselves, we ask others to make dua for us. And when the dua is accepted, then we forget to make shukr. Even to make shukr to Allah. Sometimes we have a small cut on the finger and we make it so big we'll put a big plaster. And then bandage it also. And all asking, what's wrong, what's wrong? Big problem here. I got cut. Small little cut, just a pricked little bit. Many times we make explode our little problems. And we forget Luqman Hakim. Once the king loved him very much and he was very close to the king. Once the king had some very bitter fruit, maybe like what's this fruit? Grapefruit or more bitter than that also. So the king, and the king honored him so much that the king sliced the fruit himself and gave him to eat first, then the king will eat. So the king was slicing and giving and he was releasing it. So after that, when the king ate, he couldn't even put it to his lips. The bitterness he felt already. He said, how did you eat all this? He says, from the hand that my whole life I was getting all goodness. Now once if I get something bitter, for me to show disgust, to show not to appreciate, is very, very low mentality. Therefore, I ate it happily. So from Allah we get ni'mat all the time. And then we don't appreciate them. And when our du'as are also accepted, we don't make shukr after that. And Allah gives us so much ni'mat. If one little thing goes wrong in our life, do we make it a big thing, big problem I got. I got this problem. And when we ask for du'as we must ask. But like in this ash'ar we read, those are the real du'as for our islah. And very few of us make du'a for islah. Mostly it's and we become bayat also, many who become bayat, because we got some health problem, we got some domestic problem, we got some financial problem. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, was so strict when somebody told them their problems and then they want to become bayat, he said, first go and sort out your problem. Bayat is not for your problems. Bayat is for your islah, for your ta'alluq with Allah. Many of us, that is not in our mind. We'll just come close to the Shaykh, we'll get du'as for our dunya we want. That things must go right in our dunya. Many we feel that we got some jadu that is being done on us. So we'll become bad with the Shaykh, our jadu will go away, whatever that effects of it are. That is not at all the purpose. The purpose is the rida, the pleasure of Allah and our islah. And our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. So that is the main purpose. So anyway, when Allah accepts our du'as, then we must make shukr to Allah. And who we ask for du'as, tell them also Jazakallah. We completely forget. We don't ever think also of telling them Jazakallah. We had this problem, we asked you for du'as, Allah has relieved us now. Now the problem is gone. No, that should not be the case. So we make du'a also to Allah for the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. All of us here, inshallah, that we Allah kept us safe. We didn't die. We're still living. We are not spooks and ghosts sitting here. We are still ourselves. And then Allah kept us healthy also. We haven't got any real such health problem that we could not manage our rozas, our taraweeh, etc. Now who of us made shukr to Allah? Ramadan is almost coming to an end. And yeah, at this stage, Ya Allah, you gave me the end, Salim Ramadan lana. Keep Ramadan also safe for us. If in the month of Ramadan, there was, for example, when the COVID was here, everything went wrong. Our Taraweeh, our Ibadat, and so sad that how many people on the radio station giving out phone numbers. That if you see anyone going for Taraweeh, there is the number you must phone and report them to the police. Our inside enemies like this. So alhamdulillah, nothing like, yeah, we are sitting in the month of Ramadan, peaceful. We got no fear of the police now. At the, in COVID, we are just 3-4 people, and our ears are always preaching alert that perhaps the police have come, somebody, and another very terrible people from inside, just making up stories for everywhere at the beginning of the Ramadan in COVID, that the police are alert and they're coming to all the masjids. So even those who had little courage, they put them also down. So Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah gave, kept us well in every way for Ramadan. Ramadan, Allah kept it for us. We could carry on with our ibadat. How many taraweehs took place? How much of ibadat? Itikaf, so many places. Islahi program, so many places. So how much shukr we must make? So let us become conscious. And with that consciousness, the other dua that we make, وَسَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَانِ وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, keep Ramadan safe for us with acceptance also. That now the rest of the year, the Ramadan is not finished when Eid night comes. Ramadan starts, the effect of Ramadan, now we can see. That whether we, how did we spend our Ramadan? Waqa goes for servicing in the workshop. And they, or they put them on machines nowadays. Cars are also checked with machines. If the wheel alignment is right, wheel balance is right, all the different things they check. But that is not the actual result. You paid your money also. But when you're going to drive your car now, on the pavement as you have parked it, on the dirt road, on the tar road, on the roads with, which are not even, all those places, now you'll see how your car is performing. When you start it, you just turn the key and it started, or you had to try a few times to start it. Then you'll see what that service was. They charged you quite a bit for the service of the car, but now many times we say some mechanics, backyard mechanics, or even the professional, that my car has become worse after the service. Now I've got more problems in my car. So it should not be like that. So after Ramadan, we had our service done. Now after Ramadan, that is going to be the test. And the first will be, especially for the mu'takifin, those who spend 40 days, 30 days, 10 days, when we go home to the wife, that will be the first test. Naturally, things there will be, so as Maulana explained about the wives, all will be in a different mood. Some will be happy to see us. Some will show it, some won't show it also. And some will have complaints also from the start. At that time, it's not that I became a big Sufi, I went for itikaf. And what you are still like this. Then whether we have become Sufis will show now. The character of a person, his good character, is only recognized when he's with people of bad character. When he's with people of good character, they also good to you, polite to you, kind to you, generous with you. Then your character is not understood. What your character is, you also just like that. But when you are with those people, you speak good to them, they are being rude to you. You praise them, they insult you. You spend money on them, and they do wrong to you. That is when a person's character is known, that what character he has got. Just like we speak a lot of the ma'rifat of Allah, which is a very great thing. But speaking of the ma'rifat of Allah is not the ma'rifat of Allah. Scientists speak so much of the ma'rifat of Allah. So when they explain all about the ants and the colonies the ants make, when they explain about honey, how honey is made, all that is ma'rifat of Allah. But they know walis of Allah. They have gone further from Allah. Whether if we have got ma'rifat of Allah is when we are under the crunch. How much are we, our attention to Allah? And for us, under good condition, now we will be making zuhr comfortable. If it's a bit more warmer, they'll put on the fans for us. Everything we comfortable, but we hardly think of Allah. That's no ma'rifat of Allah. Ma'rifat of Allah is when we are making dhikr. And even the ash'ar when we are singing, the meanings of it, is that coming in our life? That is now when we are having the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. When our workers will be rude to us, They don't work. They are stealing from us. Then what is our approach at that time? That is when a person will be recognized, whether he's got ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala or not. Not just that I'm sitting here on the mimbar, all want to hear this and all enjoy it also and to talk of Allah's great qudrat, and now I'm very proud that I've got ma'rifat of Allah. This is not the ma'rifat. This will come out when we will be tested. And when we go home, that is when we'll be tested. When we go to the masjid, our local masjid, and somebody hardly missed us for 40 days. And we are in a high that all are going to praise me. Big Buzur came today. 40 days he went to Turesina. And he got a Torah there from Allah Ta'ala. He has got, he's a great Buzur. And yeah, nobody even is looking at me. Forget making salam also. I'm expecting everyone must come and catch my, hold my hands and kiss my hands and kiss my forehead. But yeah, nothing is happening. And then we, what decision we make? All these people are baddeen. They haven't got deen. We are baddeen, and we are saying they haven't got deen. And where did we go for itikaf, or did we go to Las Vegas, or we went to Hollywood, or we went to Bollywood, where perhaps we went somewhere else? Many of us who go for Hajj, Makkah and Medina, but when we come back, looks like we went to London and Paris, that we didn't even smell Jeddah. Forget Makkah and Medina. And what we brought from there, all dunya we brought. And when we're making du'as also, oh Allah, make the custom people blind when we go there. We're making bad du'a for the poor custom people. And we brought all the dunya here. And to our children also, we're giving them dunya, all their toys with the music in it. The toys with all the photos and pictures on it. And all the other things of dunya we brought. So where we came from, Makkah Sharif or Medina Sharif, there are those people who go for Hajj and Umrah and offload all their gunas. And they come like a newborn child. And there are other people who go, who load on all gunas. And they are filled with more gunas. Same way with Ramadan. There are those who went into Ramadan with all their gunas and they offloaded them. And they loaded on all native good deeds. And others of us, Ramadan came and we loaded on more gunas. Our condition, that's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, that person who finds Ramadan and his forgiveness is not done, may Allah, but dua for that person, curses of Allah Ta'ala. And this also we must make dua that how many of us are living in the curses of Allah Ta'ala. For example, in Sayyahul, where la'natullah wal malaikati wal nasi ajma'in is for those ulama who don't speak the truth, who conceal the truth. They know what is the truth. People are being misguided. People are going to Jahannam, and we are concealing on these people, alayhim la'natullah wal malaikati wal nasi ajma'in. How much of curses of Allah we are living in? How much of people's badduas we are living in? People who are making baddua, we are thinking we're very pious and very righteous. We might be taking the badduas, the curses of our wives, or maybe the curses of our neighbors, of other people, that we did not fulfill their rights. And not only we did not fulfill, we have destroyed and we have harmed them. And they are cursing us. So if we are living in the curses of Allah Ta'ala, so we must make a lot of dua, O Allah, you annihilate all these curses and all these lanets. You protect me, O Allah, from all sides. Permanently you protect me. If a person, we become conscious, we make dua for hukukul ibad, the rights of other people that we have destroyed. And we make dua, Ya Allah, from your side you pay them. There is one great dua our Shaykh taught us, we all should learn. Allahumma. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Forgive our gunas and people who got cases against us, charges against us. You sort them out. You pay them out. You make them happy. Make also this dua that Ya Allah, Qiyamah Day, nobody comes and makes a claim against anyone. And you Allah, from your unlimited resources and from your unlimited sifat of afwa, forgiveness, hilam, tolerance, jood, generosity, you pay them out all. that nobody makes a claim on anyone. You pay them all out. And we are living and we are all guilty of this, that we don't even know where we are guilty. The person, we came out with our car from our driveway, came on the road, one person, we almost bumped him, our mistake, and we shouting him, that where are you walking on the road? Road is not for the pedestrians. Road is for the pedestrians must go on the pavement. Now you are shouting him, but you nearly bumped him, you didn't, you missed him. And if your wife is worse, even more you want to show your power. And your children, even more. And worse still, if your girlfriend, you are with your girlfriend, then you really want to show who you are. And that also we should consider, how many of us, we have come for i'tikaf, but we are still in our sports. We are following all the results of the sport. Who's winning, who's losing. And unfortunately, are those people also, who are even married, who are ulama also, who are gone dadas and nanas, but they still, we got contact with our girlfriends. And even from the i'tikaf, that when we come here, we show a pious face. And when we are on our own, we're still doing all the haram things. Many of us, we meet our buzurgs, all our great buzurgs, and we talk their language. And they also, oh, this my murid, mashallah. And they give you khilafat also. And that is not that they don't know. Allah Ta'ala, they're not alimul ghaib. Nobody is alimul ghaib. And in front of them, the way we carry on like such great buzurg, and we talk 100% their language also. But then when we are out from there and we are with other people, complete opposite of the mansha of our sheikh also. What he wishes, what he wants from us, the opposite we are talking. So we have to be sincere. So this month of Ramadan, Allah has blessed us. Allah blessed us with the month itself, the vehicle is so honorable. The best vehicle you can get. And then that is the markab, the vehicle, the rakib, the person who is in the vehicle, the Quran Sharif. So honorable also. If you can speak of the virtues of the Quran Sharif, you can't come to an end. If you speak of the virtues of Ramadan, you can't come to an end. And yeah, Allah gave both of them together to us. The month of Ramadan also, and the Quran Sharif also. And then Allah added to honor this month and to honor the Quran Sharif, the way to honor it, Allah Ta'ala taught us, by fasting, keeping rozas. So where there is, we only normally think of when we express our joy, our happiness, that we must feast, we must have meals. We have a 5-course meal, 10-course meal. Well, according to the occasion, we prepare so much more. Yeah, Allah said, honor the month of Ramadan by fasting. That is what I want to see, that you will fast. So, and in this fasting, Allah Ta'ala made it. Then when we are fasting, we got the angelic qualities, the qualities of the farishta. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have sex. They are free of that. Yeah, Allah made it that we in the day, all the time we have got that qualities. And farishtas, Allah appoints them that in the month of Ramadan, where you are so much engaged in my tasbih, singing the praises of Allah and making Allah's ibadat all the time. Now you say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are keeping rozas, you say Ameen on the du'as. And it's not far-fetched. And it's not unexpected that they will also make dua, that these people, they are like farishtas already. They're not eating, they're not drinking, that oh Allah give them all the farishta qualities. So if we paid attention, and this is now we will see that after Ramadan, what our report is. Have we got those angelic qualities, the qualities of the malaika, or we are again the same like we were 1 month before? How we were at that time, are we still the same? Or have we now, that some change has come in our lives? The same way, the animals, the creation of Allah, Allah commands them also to make dua for those who kept roza from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where they are making dua and saying Ameen, it's not far-fetched. And it is quite understandable that they'll also be making dua, oh Allah, save them from all our animal qualities. Dhannun Misri rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion sitting on the banks of the Nile with his khadim, and a scorpion was going in the water and it will get drowned. So he pulled the scorpion out, and the scorpion bit him. And then again the scorpion wants to go, again he caught it and put, again the scorpion. So quite several times, the Khadim said, Hazrat, when you are trying to do good, you're saving its life, and it's biting you, and it's harming you, then why do you carry on? He said, I learned a lesson from it, that it does not give up its bad quality, it's firm on its bad quality, then why must I give up my good quality? The one time it bites me, so I give it up. No, I must be firm on my good quality. One great Buzurg, Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, going to be hung. Life sentence, death sentence. So he asked, what happened to this person? They inquired. They say he was a very big thief. He stole so much that finally they gave the order that his hand must be cut. Still he didn't give up his stealing. So many times, his warnings, everything, his left hand got cut. Still he didn't give up his stealing. They put him in jail, and they also stealing from the other jailers, from the other people who are in jail. Still he didn't give up his quality. Hazrat Hassan Basri went and kissed his feet. They said, Hazrat, a person who is stealing so much, and now because of that, they lost all hope, and they put him on the gallows, and you kissing his feet. He said, I'm not kissing his feet. That he steadfastness of stealing. So when he's so steadfast on his bad qualities, we must become steadfast on our good qualities. When we go out of Ramadan now, don't go and criticize the people that what kind of rozas and what kind of Ramzan you kept, and you people all eat ball you having and fashionable clothes you wearing and all that. No, on what we were trying to practice in Ramadan, they didn't change in their bad qualities. Why must we change in our good qualities? At least learn that lesson from them. Don't take the bad qualities and the wrong they were doing. But at least that they don't want to give up their evil. How much we tell our wives, our children, or the wife tells the husband, but he just doesn't want to listen. They just don't listen, the children. So we also, they firm on their wrong. We be firm on the good and on the right. This is now the way we are going to be tested. Rosa, we have to keep off the eyes. Now it will be seen after Ramadan that how much did we keep rosas off the eyes or not. Especially for us who are in Atikaf, with no woman to be seen. There wasn't. Unless, unfortunately, though that also has become now a thing that is in vogue. On the cell phone we're still watching. Under the blanket we are busy with our cell phones and we are watching. But if we weren't, then now we have to be careful now. And we haven't seen a woman for 40 days. Now when we see a woman, we think a Hurul-Een has come. And we can't stop gaping at her. No, now is the time. Whether we kept rosas of the ears, it was nice to speak about it, Ramzan. Nice to hear about it. But now, whether we kept the rosas of the ears, it won't be the car in the workshop. It's not that it's when it's on the road. That is, and a person will be used. He goes in jamaat, he goes by buzurs, he comes for Ramadan, etikaf, we go for umrah. They all are pious. They all are farishtas, angels. But when we come back again, that is when we are seen. Right from the airport, right from Jeddah airport, and right with the customs officials and them, then a person is tested. We are back in our business. How many of us, we go in Jamaat, we go Umrah, and when we come back, now our resort is booked. Now we're going to the resort. We were making namaz tahajjud also. Takbir-e-Ula. Now all our namazes were Jamaat, Masjid, nothing like that. And it doesn't even, no conscience about it also. That I'm missing my namazes in Jamaat, in the Masjid namazes I'm missing. And not that it was some majburi, something I could not help. But voluntarily, not only voluntarily, I'm paying for it. And I'm paying big money to stay away from the Masjid and to go there. And I'm paying now voluntarily to give my kurta also rest now. Kurta also must go on holiday. Now I'll be with my Bermudas. I'll be with my T-shirt now. And I'll be with a funny hat also. And my wife will also have some funny hat on her. And what kind of sunglasses she... Now she looks smart. When she's dressed like the kuffar. And that is not her dressing, is her dressing. But that is the love I got in my hostel of the kuffar. وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. We should pay a lot of attention to this. Also very surprising. How long Allah gave us tawfiq, we reading Quran Sharif. But this ayat, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, never picked it up. Just till recently. And then I thought it's one, two places in the Quran. But now I see how many places, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Those people who have got the sickness in their heart. And we are all guilty of that sickness. Tashabbu bil kuffar, love of the kuffar, emulating their ways, honoring their ways, respecting and honoring them. Dunya, all this munafaqat, this hypocrisy, all that is included. Walladheena fi qulubihim marad. And we are all so guilty of it. It can be almost anyone, no matter how learned we are, how outwardly so pious. But the disease which is in the heart, and it is a very serious disease. For this Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي كَافِرُونَ, what's in front? وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those who have iman and they don't have that disease in the heart, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِ. And they become happy. And this is the actual revelation. When an ayat of Quran reveals, then one group goes that way and the other group goes this way. And so whatever occasion comes, for example, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave a talk, majlis with the Sahaba, those people who had the disease, the munafiq, ماذا يقول آنفا. What was he talking about? That attitude they had with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. We also, how many, that when he doesn't agree with us, what is being said, they are, oh, what is talking? He's gone extremist now. He's gone over the limit now. That is not the type of Islam. We want our Islam, a mixed Islam. We're good also, bad also, dunya also, akhirat also. We do our deen also, we are pious, and we do our dunya also. And the Islam, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted and which Allah wants, exclusive for Allah. And the more you go in that, and you are more dedicated, and you go to Allah, that is what is appreciated and wanted by Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered Baytul Muqaddas, how did he conquer it? Not with dressing like them also, honoring them also, completely in which way? And when Huzayfa ibn al-Yaman, the keeper of the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu, with the names of the munafiqeen, he said, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, if you will change your dressing, if you will change your conveyance, you come on a smart horse, and you come like a real conqueror. He said, oh, Abu Ubaida, you saying this. If rather somebody else, I should teach him a lesson. The whole ummah should see that what lesson I should have taught him. That is what our Islam is. And we're not there. We are billions of miles away. But at least we cherish that way. Not cherish the way of the kuffar. And that we must also dress like them. And also live like them. And half-half. Eh? Whatever is adulterated, nobody likes adultery. Eh? Who likes your wife to be an adulteress? Who likes a husband to be an adulteress? So our Islam also, we must have a pure Islam. And that is at least we be on that road. So now is the time that whether what kind of rosas we kept, how we spend our Ramadan. Maulana Abdullah, the son of Maulana Muhammad, the son of Maulana Abdullah Kapudri, Rahmatullah Ali. His son also has passed away now. Maulana Muhammad, he explained to me himself. He said his father sent him to spend 1 year with Hazraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, in Jalalabad. And then when the 1 year was finished, Hazrat Safar was in Gujarat area. They came to their town, village also. Now he was going to separate from Hazrat. So he asked Hazrat for parting advice. 1 year I stayed with you, now some parting advice. Hazrat say, all are going to say, you spend 1 year with Hazrat, what did you learn from Hazrat? At that time, your tongue sealed completely. Don't speak. Just tell them so much, see my life. So we also, not what we learned and we're going straight this point and that point and all that. No, just see my life, what my life is. Whether some change has come, whether we are inclined to kneel or what is it. Our life must prove. Our actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. So we must go and show what we are. And not what we are saying, but what we are. So Allah Ta'ala gave us, we make shukr also. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, Allah accepted our dua. Wa sallim Ramadan lana, Allah accept. We make shukr to Allah. That Ya Allah, you gave us. And we beg of you that again, Ya Allah, give us the next Ramadan. Buzurgani Deen, half of the year after Ramadan, they should cry and they should be sorrowful that we did not spend our Ramadan correctly. That is also one criteria, that our own report is all 0-0. That I didn't make my namazes properly. I didn't make my tilawat properly. My time I didn't appreciate. That is a good report. That we and other people, with that zero, they put two zeros and a one in front. And all we had to do in this whole Ramadan is that we put one zero. We found Allah. Ta'alluq with Allah. And then how much we could enhance it, our marifat, our amal, our mujahada are all zeros. We had one, when we put a zero, now it became 10. Another zero. So we just had to put first get Allah. And then add the zeros. That all my efforts, all what I achieved is zero. And if we did not find Allah, so now we got a zero and more zeros. Now it's 0, 0, 0, 0. We are zero then. And if we just have one Allah, and we found Allah, and we now our life is for Allah, all the time we're becoming more and more. How much we negating ourselves? Man tawaza'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah is making that person higher and higher all the time. So now, sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Now is the real test. That how we are. How we going to be with our families. Those who go back to work, etc. Some of us, we took off from work also. Some of us, we got unpaid leave. No, we were not paid. Some got paid leave. The boss told us also. Now if we go back, and the boss sees that this person, before Ramadan, before he went for itikaf, before he went for jamaat, etc., he was always late. He shouldn't work properly. He's busy with his phone all the time. Talking to other people. Talking on the road with other. Not doing his work. All the time I have to shout him. But now he's more regular and punctual than me also. Before I come to the shop to open, he's there already. And he's working properly. The boss will tell all his workers, I'll pay for you. You will go in jamaat. You go for itikaf. And the wife, she also didn't want you to come. But you came, you spend your itikaf, you spend your chilla, and now you got deen in your life. The akhlaq of Nabi Ali, a glimpse of the, a brilliance of the glimpse of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your wife will tell all people also, let him also go to khanqah. Let him go in jamaat. He has come back like a farishta. He has come back like, what a person he has come back. You don't have to make tashkil. They will do all the tashkil. That is what the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, wherever they went with deen, wherever they went, and their akhlaq was such, everyone just wanted to become like them. All these countries, whether it's Egypt, all North African countries, Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, all were non-Muslim countries. And with the akhlaq of the Sahaba, all those, their language was not Arabic also. They had all their own languages, but so much they loved the Sahaba that they changed their language, they changed their dressing, and to change your religion is the most difficult thing. They changed their religion also. Many of them were completely committed to their religion, mostly Christianity, otherwise other religions also. To the far east they went, Malaysia, Indonesia, China, and that places, all with their akhlaq, those people became like them. And they became like the slaves. So we also, this Ramadan, if we become like that, there will be changes. And we don't have to wait for the people. We must change. We can't change the world, but we can change ourselves. And we are waiting for the world to change. But we don't want to change ourselves. And the world won't change if we don't change. We must first change, and then the world will change. But we are all complaining of the world, how they are, and we don't want to change. So Allah gave us this wonderful occasion. We have to make lot of tawbah, istighfar. That ibadat is loved by Allah. The end of it is with tawbah and istighfar. The Shab-e Qadr, tonight, Tuesday night, Thursday night, opportunities. And what a wonderful, somebody has sent out a message, like you have a keyboard with 10 keys on them. And you are allowed to take any amount. One key you want to take, or you want to take all 10, you have the full permission. But one key will open the safe where all the jewels and pearls and diamonds are. So which key are you going to choose? You can take one, and you may be the one, not that you are lucky. Lucky destroys you. Lucky does nothing good for you. He's your enemy. But you take the one key and you find it. Or that you want to be safe, or you want to take all 10 keys. So what will we do? All 10. So the 10 nights of the Akhir, don't wait for the one night. We only take the one night of 27 nights. Take all the 10 keys and open all. You're definitely going to get the one which is filled with all the pearls and diamonds and jewels. Whether it's the 21st night, 25th night, 29th night, 27th night, you will definitely. It all indications are that it is the 27th, but not necessarily. So be safe and take all the keys. And you are being offered them free of charge. And you just now have to go and open. So open now. Open the locks and every night and take this great treasures which Allah Ta'ala is giving. So may Allah Ta'ala let us benefit, and the Shab-e Qadr, the night of power, we get all the benefits. And then the night of prize giving, the night of the last night of Ramadan. And then let us not forget also the highlight is when we're going for Eid namaz to the Eid Gallah, give us all tawfiq. And then the malaika are standing on all on the roads. And they are also, Allah is asking them, when Allah becomes so happy all going, and where we can manage also go walking. And Allah loves that all those who are going walking now, going with their musallas, with their children around them, complete different environment. Not only for us here, but from an aerial scene, and not our aerial scene, from Allah, how Allah, on the day of Arafat, Allah becomes so happy. On the days of Eid, Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy that my servants, my male servants, my female servants, they kept rosas for me. What a thing they did. And they made ibadat by night, the Taraweeh they did. What an achievement, what a sacrifice. Now that they've worked so hard, Allah asked the malaika just to highlight the whole thing. What's the pay of the person who has done his job? The malaika say those who have worked and did their job properly, it's only right that they must be given their full pay. And then Allah expresses His great joy, forgives them, that I won't humiliate and disgrace you in front of the non-believers. And whatever you ask me for your dunya, I will consider. Because many times, like the children, many children, what they want, small children, this toy, that toy. What's the benefit of that toy? You buy them some good clothes, etc. That will be of benefit. Grow a little bigger, now they want a firearm. They want guns now. That is now what makes them. But you know that very gun can become the source of their life being taken with their own gun also. So you consider what you want to give them. But what you ask of Akhirat will be only good. That Allah says, I will give you whatever you ask me of your Akhirat. Of your dunya, how kind is not Allah? What you ask me, I will consider whether this is good for you or not. Allah Ta'ala. So this is, and then we go into the year. And our year becomes more better than Ramadan. And next Ramadan, even more better. And then, as Maulana explained, when our maut will come, we lived our lives like Ramadan, our maut will come like Eid. And then when we go in our qabr, what to say, what the enjoyment what Allah will give. And Allah will show how we will get saved from the punishment of Jahannam. First, the window of Jahannam will be opened for the righteous people, that you got saved from this. Fi a'naqi maghlala. Yeah, that Allah Ta'ala says, we put collars on their shoulders. That means now you can't move your head as a punishment. Iron collars in there. And they were chained also. And then they were made to be drawn in hot boiling water. And then they were thrown into the fire of Jahannam. This is for the people of Jahannam. That they will be sandwiched between the fire of Jahannam. On top also fire at the bottom. All that will be shown. You got saved from there. And then the garden, the doors of Jannat will be opened. Your place is here. Now you'll appreciate it more. What I got saved from. And now where I'm going. So this is what we have to work for more in that direction. That Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we get saved more. And what are those? Those are the actual, now we'll see, the fire of Jahannam. And being drowned in the sweat and in the pus and the blood and the urine and the stool of the people of Jahannam to go there. What is that in this dunya? It is all those things which we feel that you mustn't become so extreme. You must have birthday parties also. You must dress like the kuffar also. All that leads to that. And we must have mix with all men, women must mix on each day also. And we must sit there and no parda also. And we must eat whatever we want to. Each night we must order from the takeaway. That is what leads us to all that. And a person who stays correctly, that is what will lead him to Jannah. Jannah is covered with all makarih, difficult things. And Jahannam is covered with all things that the nafs loves and wants to go to. So it is a clear-cut thing. Taraktukum alal bayda. I left you on a clear path. Layluha ka nahariha. The night of that path is like the day. In other words, there is no night in this path. There is no darkness. It's clear. La yazighu anhu illa halikun. Nobody turns away from this clear path. But the person who is hell-bent to go to hell. Only that person won't choose this path which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, with his great, great effort, sacrifices, making his day into night, his night into day, sweating, sacrificing his family, everything gave us this clear path. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.